Welcome to On the Couch, the podcast where we keep it honest, keep it fun, and keep it all about our growth in mental health and wellness. I'm your fabulous host, Amber D, and get ready to spill the tea as we dive into all things mind, mood, and motivation. Grab your snacks, your favorite fuzzy socks, and let's get comfy because we're about to dish some serious wisdom with a side of sass. From navigating the chaos of adulting to decoding the drama of our inner thoughts, we're here to laugh, cry, and maybe even roll our eyes a little because, let's be honest, life can be a hot mess sometimes. Join us for some unfiltered conversations, plenty of laughs, and maybe even a few aha moments along the way. On the Couch is where girlfriend chats become therapeutic, and we're all about keeping it real and keeping it fabulous. Let's dive in. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us. We are so excited to have you and to continue on with our series of On the Couch, right? Because we thought it was a great name because kind of that's when you, the older way you used to think of therapy, like sitting on someone's couch or laying on someone's couch and talking. So we thought that it was a really good name to name our podcast. But here nor there, let people know who you are, what you do, how they can find you.
Thank you so much for having me. When I saw like the invitation, I was like really excited because that's one thing this year that I said I wanted to be able to do more. So I am Sarah and I am in the Florida area. I practice in Florida and I'm also licensed in the state of Georgia. And I have been a licensed mental health counselor for over a decade now in private. Yeah, I'm going to look at it. I'm like, hold on, how old am I? And then I'm like, oh, okay, the math is mathing. It just hasn't connected. So, and in different capacities, different roles, but my most rewarding role, I would say, is being in private practice because of the autonomy and being able to work without being stuck in a box with the clients that I do work with. And I work with women and I help them like navigate the complexities of trauma, anxiety, and also the pressures of the workplace. So I would say at the core of my work is my passion for the well-being and mental health of women, especially Black women and mothers in professional spaces. As the founder of Sound Mind Wellness, my private practice, my approach, I would say, is rooted in empowerment. And when I say empowerment, I mean true empowerment. And
that word, I feel like, is so cliche, right? You hear these like,
yeah, and
overnight brunches, yeah, things like that.
No,
so.
I mean, for real, like when you sit down with me, I want to be able to, for you to leave feeling empowered to do the things that you never thought you could do or you've always wanted to do, and being empowered to be able to face the challenges in life. And also, I'm a true advocate of creating spaces and being able to understand the needs for healing and growth for not just all women, but, you know, dear to my heart, my Black women.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, I feel like we hear that a lot at BFT. Mm-hmm. And not only, I do think that it is really like a buzzword right now talking about healing and trauma, right? You hear those words, you hear narcissistic all the time. Those are words you hear all the time, but truly like identifying what trauma looks like and how does healing look for you? Cause it's on that, it's different for everyone. And to understand that the road isn't linear, right? It ebbs and flows, you know? So I think that's really, really good. And it's something that we really, really need more of. And it kind of rolls into the question that we have. We're talking about New Year's resolution. You know, people start out the new year like, I'm going to do this different. I'm going to do that different. Yeah. I'm going to address this trauma. I'm going to get a therapist. I'm going to just do all the things, right? And then it might not happen or we fall off. But let's start with that. Like, what is considered a New Year's resolution? Like, what is a resolution?
When you think about the definition of resolution, it's really a promise or a commitment you make to yourself of saying that you are going to foster positive change or do something new as you enter the new year.
Yeah. So then if
you make this promise to yourself, right? Which is why these gyms are all like, come, come, come. Yeah, you want to lose this weight? Come on in here. And we know you're going to keep your money because you're not going to come. When we have that with these New Year's resolutions, like, is that something that we should have? Like, what a resolution? Should you have a resolution, whether it's a new year or not? Like, let's just not even tie it around the new year. Let's say, is it something that you should have for yourself, or anytime you're trying to reach a goal, should you have like a resolution?
I think it is important to have resolutions, whether you call it a resolution or you say it's a goal, because some people are really tied in the nuance of the words. And, you know, they say, you know, I don't have any resolutions, but, you know, I have these goals that I want to set. So it's healthy to set goals. But what's important is for us to evaluate the current ones. So you're setting these new goals. What about the ones that you already set? Mm. Have you completed them? Or, you know, always say, forget about this. You know, you got to really assess your current situation and see, okay, I have these new resolutions, but what about the old ones? Mm. Have they already been accomplished? So I think it's really important to do that.
So if you're doing that and you're kind of going back to looking at the old goals and new goals, should I not set new goals until I reach the old goals that I have for myself?
Not necessarily, because as you are assessing whether or not you have completed those goals, you may want to say forget about them altogether and just they're no longer something that align with what's currently going on in your life. And you might say, okay, you know what? These new goals actually are what I need to be able to get where I want to get now in this season of my life, because we have different seasons.
Right.
And as we grow, we evolve to different mindsets, different things, different ideas, different perspectives, because we learn things every day. We learn things about ourselves. So especially if you're in your healing journey, you're learning new things. So those goals might have been for last season, but this season they no longer apply, and that's okay. So if you have to say forget about those goals and set new ones, but you have to be intentional when you're doing that, not just set it just because, okay, you know what? I said I was going to do this, but it didn't happen. Okay, so now I'm going to try something else. Okay, why are you trying something else? Did you try to see why those other goals did not work or you did not accomplish them? Did you try to find out, were there any barriers? Because if you don't do that, then how are you going to be able to accomplish the new ones? Because you're entering it with the same mindset that you had.
That's really true. And that was going to be one of my next questions is, why is it so difficult for us to set new goals and keep them? And I love that you just said, you're kind of going in it with the same mindset. And if you want some different results, you have to do something different.
Yes. So I believe like sticking to a resolution, it really requires a clear and concrete plan. You have to have a clear understanding what those goals are. Don't just set them because, you know, everyone in your circle are setting those goals, or because somebody said you should do it. Do you even want to do it? Is that something that you really want to do? Is that something that you have the bandwidth or the capacity to do at this time? So you really got to have a clear understanding on why you want, you know, to accomplish those goals, why you want to set them, and also have an action plan. Because if you don't have those things, not saying that it will not happen, because, hey, you may be able to accomplish them, but it's going to make it even more difficult for you.
Before we dive deeper in today's discussion, we want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Solaray. Since 1973, they've created efficacious supplements that helps everyone, everywhere live brighter. Their 50-year legacy of award-winning innovation continues today with more than 700 science-backed, cutting-edge products to support your health and well-being. They triple test for purity and potency so that you can feel confident about what you're putting in your body. Visit Solaray.com to learn more. Now, let's get back to our episode.
Right. it made me think about this. Like, if it's something that you really want, and talking to about myself and even with family mm-hmm. or friends or some clients that I've had, like, I really want to lose 10 pounds. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. But I seem to not, or I always find a way to not intentionally, but kind of mm-hmm. set myself back because I really shouldn't have had that extra donut. Or I don't have a plan, or I thought I had a plan, right? I thought I was going to get up early and take those extra 30 minutes to work out. But I'm staying up late working, and man, it's really hard for me to wake up early to get those extra 30 minutes. Like, what if it's something that you want, or that you truly think that you want, or you do want, but you can't mm-hmm. to fall off the bandwagon? What is that about? Is that so? Does that mean it's something that I'm not truly intentional about, or is it something that I think that I want, but maybe I'm not ready for it?
Mm-hmm. It could be that too, because sometimes like we have certain goals, even like working sometimes with clients where they have certain goals, and we go back and like they're frustrated with themselves, and I'm frustrated with myself because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not doing my job, you know. And then we go back and we look at it, you're like, okay, what were the barriers that caused you to not be able to see these things through? And not only that, okay, should we try a different approach? So if you, maybe this, you can't, maybe you don't have time to work out in the morning right now, maybe in the evening. And also look into whether there's some underlying factors that you may not know that may be affecting your health, that even though you're trying to lose weight, but no matter how hard you try, you can't. So I also advise people to go see a physician and like do your blood work and see if there's any, you know, deficiencies or any health issues that may be causing you to not lose weight. Maybe it's a thyroid issue. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it may be, because when you try to rule out everything, then you can say, okay, ooh, I was trying to lose weight and I see it's not happening. Then I'm getting frustrated, but now I understand why. So then now, not only do you have, if you do have a therapist, you have a therapist in your corner, you know, to help you. Now you have your physician in your corner to help you. And that physician, you can even ask them, hey, can you refer me to a nutritionist that can help me, you know, join my team? So now you can start bringing people on your team to help you finally, you know, be able to break those barriers. So I would say don't give up on those resolutions. We got to find out first, why are we not able to accomplish them? What are the barriers?
This is really good. I'm thinking about, like, if you said, like let's say I decided I do want to lose 10 pounds, right? And I'm going to get up an extra 30 minutes early, whatever, right? Here we are already in January, past January, and I've already have not hit that goal, not even one day out of the whole month. So I'm like, forget it. I don't even want to do that anymore. Like, what do I do now? If I set something for myself, I couldn't reach that goal. Clearly I couldn't show up for myself or whatever I may be telling myself. What do I do now?
I would tell you not to give up, first of all, because that's the goal that you had. If that's what you really want to do, do not give up on that, because you don't have to be perfect. It's perfectly normal to not be perfect. So if it didn't happen, you know, in January, we still have February. So we're looking at, okay, it has to be the specific day. It has to be the specific timeline, because they say it's a new year resolution. If I, you know, let it go into like after the first quarter, that's it. Ooh, forget it. No, we got to look at it differently. So always tell yourself, like, every day that I wake up, this is a new day for me to start over, for me to work on the things that I need to work on, for me to keep working on the things that I need to work on. And if I made a mistake yesterday, you know what? I'm going to work on that mistake. So, don't give up.
Is that something that you should bring to your therapist if you have one? The challenge that you had with that?
Absolutely. 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 Especially if it's a therapist that you really align with and you really feel comfortable with, and they've been helping you with other things. And that's the thing that some people like who are not in the field, like we know not everybody understands. We don't understand everybody's profession and what they can do. But yeah, you can definitely, have include your therapist in your corner because they can help you identify those barriers that we were talking about that may be holding you back. And they can help you create not only like a treatment plan, but include a wellness plan in there that includes your goal because you want to look at your life in a holistic way. Because it's not just, okay, I have just these goals, but okay, what other systems are you connected to that may be affecting these goals? And that's why I said it also may include your doctor, your physician, your nutritionist, your fitness person, whoever it is that that may be part of your circle to be able to help you. But yeah, most definitely bring it to your therapist and say, listen, I have been trying to accomplish these things and it's not happening. I'm frustrated with myself. Like, I no longer want to continue being this way. I want to finally be able to see progress and be satisfied with myself and see that I can do it. Okay, I want to find out why. And then that's when you can come up with a plan of, okay, let's see. Let's try to identify the underlying root to it all. You want to find a root.
If I don't have a therapist, right? Because there's some people out there that can't afford it or just not ready to have a therapist yet. But I do want to work on myself. What's one or two things that you can tell someone if they did not make the resolution, right? Like I wasn't in my head, I wasn't successful because I agree with you. I'm always trying to take the other side of the audience, but I agree with you. It doesn't have to have a date because even when we're talking about resolutions, right? Why did they have to start January 1, right? We could have started December 23rd and say, hey, we're gonna start today. It doesn't have to happen there, but and I get that that's a mindset shift. But let's say I didn't reach my goal, but I want to try again. I want to start over. I heard everything that you said. Okay, I want to do this different. What's one, two, or three things that I can do to try to help myself stay on track this time around?
The first thing is understand the why behind your resolution. Number two, like pull out a whether it's electronically or a paper version, like I like touching paper. You write down those resolutions, and it's important that you have a trusted accountability partner that can help hold you accountable. Because sometimes when we keep our goals to ourselves, we hear, okay, move in silence. Yeah, you can move in silence with certain people, but in your trusted circle, you don't have to move in silence. And if you have to move in silence in your trusted circle, we may have to reevaluate that
In my circle.
circle. Like, why am I moving in silence without you when you're my trusted, person? So really, find somebody who can, you trust, who can help hold you accountable and start there. Because you're right. Not everybody can go to therapy, whether it's $5 or not $500, but no matter what the you don't know, people's current situation. So definitely. And also there are some therapists out there who have workshops that are affordable on different topics. Look for that. I think starting there would help.
That's a good start. Are there any like book recommendations or like you said, workshops that someone may have held, or do you have something like, is there something that I can read? Is it something that I can do or join or attend support group or something that me and other women are also going through the same thing, and I want to talk to my peers and we bounce it off. Do you have any recommendations about anything like that that someone can join?
So you say that, and I laugh to myself, not because it's funny, but life, when you think about the plan, you're like, life could be funny.
That's
That's something that I've been thinking that I need to work on this year, that I have part of the different, you know, the goals that I have, to be able to offer, you know, different workshops on different topics that for those who cannot go to therapy for different reasons, you know, for different reasons. But one book, I would say, actually three books. One of them, her name is escaping me, but if you look at Why Am I Like This, it's a Black female therapist.
Hey.
And I apologize for not having your name from the top of my head, but I really respect her work. Another one is Sisterhood Heal, because that ties into relationships, by Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. And the third one would be The Color of Emotional Intelligence, because you want to understand that and increase your EQ, because that's a part of that, learning how to regulate yourself, manage your relationship, manage yourself, and understanding yourself, by Fala Harris.
Why Am I Like This is by Kobe Campbell. Sorry.
Kobe, my apologies for not having your name at the top of my head, but I really respect her and I respect her work. I really do.
Those are three really, really, really good books. I love that. So, I mean, I think this is a really good start for people to kind of listen, to understand that you shouldn't beat yourself up about whatever, you know, whatever goal you had set. And if you thought you were going to do it in 30 days and it doesn't take 30 days, it takes 90 days, or it may just take you to reset all over again. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay for us to reset, because it's life, right? We're always
exactly
starting something and starting something new or trying to get somewhere. So totally understandable. So I think this is a really good start for people to hear this and then kind of start being able to put some things into place. Do you offer these things for women? Like, do you have any availability where people can come to you if they want to chat with you about setting up a plan, some type of plan or goal about what I want to do for myself or for my, and we're not even going to say resolutions. We're going to say these are just goals that I have for myself. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you offer for people, and not just women, but I know women is your specialty, but.
Mm-hmm. No, I really do. I really do. Even I've been known to be the one, even that like, we meet each other and then we just start talking about your goals. Like, you're just in this setting, like, which way see yourself in 2 years? Okay. So what? And it just ends up, and then I love to see once I've had a conversation with someone, even if it's a year from now and they haven't like connected with me again, but I see them doing the things that we talked about. Like, oh, when I tell you, that makes me feel so good inside. It's just very rewarding. So yes, it is something that I do offer. I do offer it. I include it, I integrate it in my therapy sessions. I just do, because just naturally, just I just love doing that. I love to see results. I'm very like goal-oriented and result-driven kind of person. And I just actually added it as a service.
Oh, wow.
In my practice earlier this year, where I said, you know what? Not everybody are in a season where they need therapy. Yes, therapy is important. I will always advocate for it.
Absolutely.
But I know that not everybody is always is in the season where they do need therapy. So if that's the case, it may be that they want to work on their goals. And that's something that I decided to add as a service.
I love that. I think that I agree. And I wanted to piggyback off with you, what you said, like when you see your clients succeed with something or actually implementing something, the gratification that you get to see someone else like you did it is so exciting.
Yes.
So awesome. Yeah, I love that.
Yes, it is.
Well, remind people who you are, how they can find you, what you do, what's your website. Give them all the good stuff. Tell them all about you.
So I am Sara Elize. I am a licensed mental health counselor and I am in private practice, the owner of Sound Mind Wellness. You can find me at on the website, www.soundmindwellness.com, and on Instagram at Sound Mind Wellness, and also on LinkedIn under my name, Sara Elize.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we will chat with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure.